You don't want to know when it ends?
60.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Big Party Show. People like us, review us, do what you got to do to us. Abuse us.
Well, abuse I'd rather us. Not be abused.
I like to be abused sometimes.
You might. Yeah. But to me, to the audience, please don't.
Don't abuse. We haven't got any messages or any pictures from our last podcast with telling people to go get a cake and get it decorated. So therefore you people are slacking on the cake. You're supposed to put something like
I was like,
Molly,
I put it on my Instagram. I was like, even if you got a cake and just wrote like, I survived the week.
Yeah, you should get a cake. We had birthdays here real quick. 915-0962. Also bpscrasher@gmail.com. All right. So we'll get to some motivation going on. It is the beginning of March. So, it's going fast. Mm-hmm. It's going fast. Molly, you're going to pick. You have a new lineup this time.
Okay.
This is called Pet Humiliation.
Oh,
okay.
No.
You're going to pick one of them. All right. So your pet ignores you but worships guests. Mm. That's A. B, your dog locks eyes with you while pooping to establish dominance. You got to pretend like you have a dog. All right. And then C, your cat knocks something off the counter while making direct eye contact. A, B, or C?
I'll go with C since I'm a cat owner.
All right. C it is.
Hello there, you spicy little taco. This is just a reminder that you're actually pretty damn awesome.
Ow.
The world keeps trying to grind you down, but you got more stamina than a Twinkie in an apocalypse. Never forget what you've endured. Instead, make it a reminder of what you can endure.
Yeah. There you go. What you can endure. Endure. Yeah. So there you go, Molly. Did that fit the bill for you?
I feel like, yes. I always look forward to the motivation on account of the fact that I feel like that, like, no matter what day of the week it is, I could use a little
motivation.
Reminder just how much I sparkle and shine.
Yeah, you do shine. You do shine. Mm. All right. So big birthday weekend this weekend.
Yeah, you had
double
a bunch.
Duty. Oh, my God. Yeah. Saturday. It was my niece. She's turning 3 here. And then my goddaughter, she's turning 4. And it's all within a day. So they were born a year apart, but a day away. So, we had a birthday party. I had to rush. And it was at the same time. So I had to rush over to one of them. And then I could only stay there a little bit because I had to get to the other one.
Okay.
So I had double duty. That's the first time I've ever really gone to a birthday party like that for
children.
Double down for children. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do it every year for Camila since she was born. And I guess we do it for the family members as well. But the little ones that's just a little bit more special, I think. Because it's all, you got the balloons and you have the, the cake and Barbie dolls and all that stuff. And then the birthday song.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
And there you are just mouthing the words. Did you sing
Wylene, I'd had to, because as I'm sitting there mouthing the words, I feel someone hit me and it was Wylene. So I had to sing.
Yes.
I'm not against the song. I just think no one sings it pretty.
It's not a song to be sung pretty. It's not written to be. I mean, honestly, like you have to start in a low register to get
happy
up to
birthday.
Like, yeah, you have to start like happy birthday. Because if you want to get da, 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 like if you got to get to that part, you have to like slowly stair yourself up. Otherwise, if you start off like at a high register, you're never going to be able to hit that note.
No, not at all. Happy birthday. I'm not saying I sing it badly. I just don't like to sing it. Yeah, I just don't like to sing the happy birthday song too much. But maybe, hey, everybody can change. Everyone can change. Maybe that's my thing. I'll just change into a birthday singing guy.
Like,
I'll start a business.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. What did you do this weekend? What was your weekend like?
We had family movie night on Friday.
Oh, what
my
was that?
God. We watched the new Anaconda. It was amazing.
Was it really?
Yes.
Okay, come on. No, come on.
Honestly, like I was like, we should watch this again sometime. Like it was so good. It's Jack Black and Paul Rudd and Steve Zahn and Thandie Newton. And it's like, it's got guest appearances by Ice Cube, you know, because he was in the original Anaconda.
But is it cheesy? Because we saw that Jurassic World or whatever was out. The Jurassic Park one, you know, the latest one with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
I think she's in it. Yeah. That I hear was awful. Anaconda 2 can't be good.
No, it was funny. It's really funny.
Oh, see, I don't like funny and monsters.
I mean, like, this is the thing. The whole basis is that these guys are friends. And they're like, we should remake Anaconda. Like, they grew up making films together, and then they just, like, got regular jobs. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know, we always had so much fun when we were kids making movies together. Let's go make a movie together. And Paul Rudd's like, actually, I've got the creative rights to Anaconda. And they're like, wait, really? What?
Wow.
Yeah. And so they're like, okay. So they write it, and they go down to the Amazon to shoot it. And it's, I mean, it's really funny. So it's not a remake of Anaconda. Okay. It's not a reboot. It's like a whole different reimagining of, like,
is it a rental or is it for free?
No, we own it.
I have to look at it. You own that? You own it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys. We do the family share.
So, we own it. And so we watched it on Friday night. And honestly, all four of us were like, that was good. Like, it was funny. Like, laugh out loud funny.
I think it is free, Molly. It looks like it's on Prime. It's getting a 48% on Rotten Tomatoes. But you know what? It's Jack Black. It's Paul Rudd. You'd watch it for those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
seriously.
And it kind of reminds me of the whole premise of what was that one where Jack Black was in the, they're doing the army with Ben Stiller. Gosh, dang it.
Oh,
what was that
Tropic
one?
Thunder.
Yeah, that reminds me of Tropic Thunder, because I thought it was your typical Anaconda scary movie.
No.
Is what I thought it was. Okay. All right. Cool.
I mean, there are snakes. I mean, they are remaking Anaconda, so there are snakes.
Yeah.
But it's not like the first one where it's like a surprise horror movie. Like, they're remaking what that movie was.
That's got to be funny.
It was
then.
Funny. It was really
it
funny.
It has to be.
Movie night. So we watched that. And the thing was that the kids were like, we only have to watch this movie until mom falls asleep. And I was like, how dare you?
They're on to you, Molly.
I didn't fall asleep. It was that good. I stayed awake the whole time, and they weren't mad about it. Like, they liked the movie too. But at one point, my son, Declan does this thing. We've got these really big throw pillows on our couch. Uh-huh. And so he does this thing where he pretends like he's making like a little fort for himself. Like, he'll like take one of the pillows and prop it up against himself. And then all of a sudden I see this light on his face. And I was like, he wants to be on his phone. And so I was like, dude, and I pull the pillow down, and he's caught red handed. I was like, give me your phone. And he's like, no. I was like, give me your phone. He's like, ugh. And I was like, you can have it back when I fall asleep. And so he was like, okay. I mean, so that means like in 10 minutes,
thinking,
I can have my phone back. Little did he know that I had the stamina for the whole movie. But he did movie, so it wasn't bad.
So is it all stuff off when you guys do family movie night? I guess that makes sense. Otherwise, you guys would just be on your phone.
Yeah.
I got to get to that. I'm having such a hard time. I'll sit there, and if it gets boring or if a commercial hits, then all of a sudden I'm picking up my phone. It's just weird tractor beam feeling.
Hmm.
You know, I see it on the table and I'm like, I got to see what's going on. I got to get better at that. You know, I know apps out there. There's apps not right there that they're putting out there because people have a general problem with this where you can actually shut down different apps that you use all the time for a certain time limit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you give that password to your spouse. So you can't just turn it on, because that wouldn't be it wouldn't be the same thing if I shut it off for, 7 hours and then I can just go turn it back on. What's the big deal? But if you give it to your spouse, then they have to use the password to get it on, you know?
I have limits on social media. And then if it's like, I haven't done what I needed to do on social media, then I have to like let myself back in. Yeah. But you can also do it for like 15 minutes. You can just give yourself like a little breadcrumb. And then when the 15 minutes is up, that's it. Like, that's all. So I have done that. I have done that before. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, you just have
it to. Sucks.
I mean,
you but have to be disciplined.
But also, like, you don't want to. I mean, I was enjoying myself. I didn't necessarily feel a need to be on my phone. I think it's when you're bored and like something's not engaging you. You're kind of like looking for something else. That would be the only thing.
God, you know what's just been driving me nuts is whenever I turn on Netflix and looks like it's a really good movie, it's just bad lip syncing from a different country. I just can't get through those movies. I can't get through those movies. I don't know why.
What movie were you watching that had bad lip syncing?
There are a lot of them, Molly. You just don't know until you're like getting into it. Then you're like, ah, this is terrible. It's like the lips are off sync with the audio.
Yeah.
And then that just sticks in my head. You know, it just sticks in my head and then I just can't watch it. I don't know what my problem is with that, but hey, I'm on the couch today. I'm on the couch today.
Have you been at least getting some exercise?
Yes, I have been. Yes, I have been. I've been taking the girls for walks.
Really?
It's been nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I gotta get them out there. What is going on?
They love it, boy. They just drag you to death, you know. Tequila's about 100 pounds, if you didn't know, so she'll drag you a little bit. But then Remy's about 65, so Remy's a more chill walker. But by the time you get a half a block through, those dogs are tired.
What?
They're tired of pulling you.
Oh.
So then they start walking with you. So you just literally have to sit it out for like 15, maybe 10 minutes of a getting pulled around like that, you know, and then that's it. Then it's fun. So yeah, I've been walking with the dogs. What else have I been doing? Wiley got this weight vest that she's been wearing.
Oh, she's entered the weighted vest part of her life journey.
Is that a journey?
Women of a certain age start wearing weighted vests when they go on walks. It's supposed to help with like bone density and like physical.
That's not why she's not a woman of a certain age. She's a very young lady. And she wants to get the most out of her workout. That's a thing, Molly.
That's a woman of a certain age.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
She's doing it for exercise.
They all
is
are.
What it is. There's a lot of, it's not just women. There's a lot of dudes that are
I
doing,
saw a
running
dude at the
it.
Grocery store with a weighted vest on the other day. I was like, respect yourself. He was like sitting there like
different.
Going through trying to find bananas and he had a weighted vest on inside the grocery store. I was like, ready.
That's stupid. That's wear out guy right there. I mean, come on. That's a wear out guy. If you're walking around the grocery store with a weighted vest, that's just showing off to say, I work out, ladies. Look at me.
Maybe he was. I'm sure that's it. We have an LA Fitness right next door to the supermarket.
Oh,
so he might have been coming from a workout.
Take it off then. Or did you like it on? Was it hot?
No.
I mean, was he just
like,
wearing it over
his
shirt?
Why is that guy wearing a weighted vest inside the Mariano's? And then I remembered that there's an LA Fitness right next door. And I was like, oh, I bet it was part of his workout. But still, yeah. I was like, and then he was, I mean, it wasn't like he was wearing a weighted vest and he was like picking out pieces of fried chicken. I mean, he was buying bananas. So he was keeping with it. I mean, it wasn't like I saw him and he was wearing a weighted vest and he was sitting up at the bar, you know?
Yeah. Well, Wylene is doing it for fitness, not because of bone density. I don't even know what that even is.
Ask
I mean,
her.
Where do you
I
get
bet,
that from?
I bet.
I will ask her because I'll ask her. I will ask her if she does it for bone
like
density.
Like bone density or it's like something for your muscle. Yeah. No, I mean,
it's for your muscles. It's like wearing, you know, back in the day, people used to weighted ankle socks or whatever those were. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see those? My mother wore those all the time. And the arm ones too. Mm-hmm. And then they had that trampoline. Do you remember that trampoline?
Oh yeah.
It's a tiny little trampoline. And then she would just jump on that thing. And jump off and all that stuff. I mean, it's such a stupid thing that I don't even know if that stuff even works. Maybe it does. I don't know. I'm not an expert in exercise, as
what?
You can
You're
see.
You're not. Weird. It's sort of how we got the show going.
Uh-huh. Exercise.
Oh my God.
This is an exercise
podcast.
So
she's doing the weighted vest?
Well, she tried it for the first time. One time she got it a while back and it smelled like chemical so bad. You know, so we had to ship it back. It smelled like some type of chemical in the product. It was like in the vest. It was bad. So we shipped that back and we got another one and we just sat it outside for a little bit. And if it aired out, I don't know what. And yeah, and then she put it on the other day and we walked around and it was a good workout for her, you know, working on that bone density. She is not.
Ask her. It's a real thing.
I will ask her. I will ask her, where's yours? How come you haven't gotten one yet?
I don't have one.
Why not? Mm. Come on.
I'm not that worried about it. I haven't gotten to that part in my journey yet.
Oh, that's not a journey. You're making her feel terrible right now.
I'm not making her feel terrible. I have friends
that have
it. No, I'm saying workout journey. Yeah, I do. You don't know all my friends. I got lots of friends.
You've got lots of friends. Yeah, you do.
That's how I found out about weighted vests, and that's how I figured out that my phone was listening to me. My girlfriend, we were out at drinks for happy hour.
Yeah.
She was telling me about her sister-in-law and how her sister-in-law wears a weighted vest. And I was like, what's a weighted vest? And she gave me the whole thing. And it's supposed to be like, it's supposed to help, especially with women, because we have issues with bone density and things like that as we age. And I was like, interesting. I've never heard of this before. Cut to me getting home. I'm scrolling through my phone. All of a sudden, all these ads for weighted vests start coming up.
Well, yeah, we know that happens all the time.
No, I know. But I mean, I was like, well, obviously you're listening because I've never even heard of a weighted vest, let alone have Googled it. The first time I heard about it was 2 hours ago, and you've already managed to put ads on my phone.
Now, do you have any idea, or like, did you look at them and think, hey, maybe I should look into getting one or something?
No,
or
I didn't.
No, you're just not going to do that. Okay. You're just going to be brittle bone lady. Okay.
just wait for my legs to snap like toothpicks. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, Molly. My grandmother walked off a curb and broke her hip. So it happens. Maybe if she had some weighted vest going on back in her elderly days,
maybe
that wouldn't have happened. Yeah. So I'm just trying to help you out, Molly. You're the one that's saying women do it. So
they do.
Hey, I found that experts, they identified the most exhausting decade for humans.
What is it?
The most exhausting decade. It's the 40s.
Really?
Yes. Yes. There's scientists are saying that the 40s are the most exhaustive decade, driven by a perfect storm of peak responsibilities. Raising children, caring for aging parents, combined with biological changes like, that's health stuff. Oh, that's funny. Metabolic energy and muscle loss. Get that weighted vest.
I'm telling you, weighted vest. This is the thing.
They call it the midlife slump. And it ends. Do you want to know when it ends?
60.
You're pretty much right on.
Yeah.
It ends in the 40s, like the late 40s. And they say that it's not a permanent decline. You often stabilize at around late 50s to the to start 60s. So that's how long this slump is.
You're not telling me anything that my body's like, hello. It's like, we didn't need science. We just realized when we got up and it's like, wow, another day.
Yeah.
They just keep coming.
How crazy is that?
God, that's
awful.
That's
the slump. Yeah.
What do they say are signs of the slump? Like, what are indicators of a slump?
I'm guessing, like you just said, you wake up and every day is just because think about it. When you have your parents, you have children, you have all these different things. You're in your 40s. Mm-hmm. All of that is just on your back, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know things have to happen, like your kids have to grow up and then maybe your parents. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. But you know what I mean? And then that's when everything kind of loosens up a little bit.
Hmm.
You know, I do remember when my parents were older, you know, before they passed, and ill and stuff like that. I know that was a time consuming thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff. But I never had children. I never had to raise children. So I don't even know what that would be like.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
They're a lot. I'd love to say, and it gets better. I mean, I just remember all these people like
and
when
it
the kids
gets better.
When the kids were little. They're like, little kids, little problems. I was like, I don't know what, like, I don't, okay. Like, what is that? You know, you're like, oh, sleep schedules and are they eating? And then like, wait till they get to be teenagers. And you're like, okay, well, what happens then? Now I found out. Just, it's like sociological. I mean, and then now there's the whole driving, you know, that could be a reality sometime soon. My son just finished driver's ed. He's going to get his learner's permit. He's like, when can I practice? I was like, never. You get to never practice.
Poor kid. God.
I was like, why don't you?
Well, in Omaha, he can. I mean, maybe. Let him get behind the wheel in Omaha.
I understand
Chicago,
now why
no.
people pay people. Like, you know how you can go to like driving school and get your hours that way. I'm like, who do I make the check out to? Like, that is seriously. Like, I was like, if I could never be in the passenger seat of my child behind the wheel while they're learning, that'd be great. If there's somebody out there that will do that for me, perfect.
There's a place here in Omaha that does that, right? It's right near me.
That's the thing. Like, when you see those driving schools, that's what they are. They're getting their, because you have to have so many road hours before you can take your driver's exam.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't have to do that.
Neither did I. Yeah. I mean, like, it was all.
It's smart.
I mean, it was all baked in. Now there's like an app. And like you log in your hours as you drive on the app and it'll tell you like how many highway miles you need, how many highway hours you need to have, how many street hours you need to have. And all I can say is, who do I make the check out to?
Yeah. Yeah. So when they do that, how long does it take? So I'm thinking when you guys come back this summer for a couple of weeks, just, and that's where Oliver went and got his done is this driver's ed, state driver's ed place. And they're always driving around in my neighborhood because they're around here and stuff like that. I couldn't imagine driving for the first time like that on the interstate.
No.
That would be terrifying.
And I don't want to be in the car when he does it. Like,
no, I wouldn't either.
There are things that as a parent you never want to miss, right? You know, like that first smile, that first step, graduation, you know, first date, prom. His first time behind the wheel, I am happy to be anywhere else, any place else besides at that. Like, my husband wants to do it. Peter wants to do it. Great. I know I don't have the stamina for it. I know I will flip out, that I will be the worst passenger princess on the planet. I'll be like, oh,
So what are you going to do? Are you, in fact, going to hire, have him go do it somewhere else? Do you even know how many hours he has to have out? It feels like Oliver did it for like 2 weeks or something like that. I don't even remember.
I want to say like 150.
150 hours?
I want to say maybe.
Okay.
But
all
I could be wrong.
Well, that'll make you a good driver.
Well, I think they want to make sure before they just send you out into the world that you've got it down. I hope it's something like 150, which means he'll be like 27 by the time he is.
Yes, he will be. They ought to push him out to snow, like slick adventures. You know, like go to a park. You don't have to do it in the wintertime. Just go to a parking lot, fill up with grease, and have him go learn how to drive.
I think
those
here
things.
They have to learn how to parallel park, which there are people that I know here. That are like drivers that don't know how to parallel park.
I don't suffer from it. I just don't like to do it. You know, I'm not bad at it. So what I basically do is I just drive up. If there's enough room, I drive up on the curb, you know, and then straighten it out back. That's what I do to do it. Generally. I don't know why, but it's a
lot
of pressure.
How many turns is that?
Well, it's just, you turn in and then you drive the front tire over, right. And you drive up and then you just back up and then back right there.
Three.
So yeah, like three, but if you do it, you know how it does when you parallel, if you do it, you got to put your car pretty much, you know, kind of even to the back, and then you turn it in and you go like that and then back that. Same, It's pretty much the same thing. It's just a different way. It's a lazier way. I don't like doing parallel parking. I know that. I don't know, like to do parallel parking when there's people around, like behind me and stuff.
Oh.
I just, that's a lot of pressure, okay. You know, because if you don't nail it down, you got to do it again. You don't nail it down, you got to do it again. I hate it. So, but I don't parallel park much. We don't have a whole lot of, we have a lot of parallel parking, but there's a lot of room. Chicago, I couldn't even imagine what that's like.
Oh yeah.
To parallel park there.
I'm always like, this thing, I'm like, I'll fit. People are like, I don't know if they're going to fit. I was like, I'll fit.
But you have a big, vehicle. So mm-hmm. You parallel park that puppy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Within a
You're good,
kiss,
huh?
Within a, like a cat's whisker. There's
really?
No walking wow. in between those cars. No way.
You are snug, that person.
Snug. Mm-hmm.
That you're that person. Okay.
They all
are.
All
right.
We all are those okay. people because it's street parking or nothing. You just got to keep circling until you find something. So if I find a spot that's like, I think if you picked my car up and put it there, it'll fit. Then I can find okay. a way to parallel into that.
Oh, well, look at you. So you're a good parallel parker. But then again, you live that life.
Yeah.
So
you live I don't want to be in the car when my life. Son tries to do it. I mean,
I want you to. I so badly want you
no,
to.
I don't want to yell at him. I don't want to. I don't want to scare him.
It's Ron. I just learned a fun fact about your city.
What'd you learn?
The rat capital of the world of the United States is no longer Chicago.
What?
Yes, you guys have been the rat capital of the United States for like decades. Either at least 10 years for the last 10 years.
Who's beating us?
If you have to guess, I'm going to make you guess. And I won't make you guess long.
Is it just New York?
It's not New York, believe it or not. They're number three. You're beating New York.
D.C.?
It's not D.C. They're number six. Oh, my God. You're the rat mama. How do you? All right. You just nailed three of the top six.
That's interesting.
Can you give me another one? Number five is Hartford, Connecticut. I've never been to Connecticut. Uh-huh. I do not know. There's a lot of rats there. Is it like a waterway thing or something like that?
Well, I mean, anytime you have one of those like northern city, I mean, rats are interesting. I don't know. I mean, it is the number one in the South?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
Number four is San Francisco.
Yeah, that makes sense.
California. Yeah.
Detroit?
I guess it's Detroit's not Detroit. You know what it is also? The reason why New York, it's the weather also.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that severe freezes can temporarily slow the population
not too
down.
Slowly.
They need like a warmer temperature in order to breed.
How's St. Louis?
Like, St. Louis, I don't see him on the list.
Which is surprising because that's a river city. Rats love water.
Yeah, they do. I have seen maybe one rat in my life. Do you see him a lot when you're walking around in Chicago?
I saw one just yesterday.
What are they doing? Are they just
scavenging
around, just running around?
They're so brazen. This was broad daylight, just hanging out in the alley. I'm like, excuse me. He's like, excuse you's right. This is my alley. You can go through. Like,
you don't walk down alleys. That sounds
no. This
terrifying.
Was me in my car. It's not even afraid.
Oh,
of a, it's not even afraid
okay.
of a car. Like a
okay.
car comes rolling up, and it's like, yeah.
And? You gotta love that. I had like, pet rats growing up. But
that
yeah.
and the squirrels here are also like we have this kamikaze squirrel. This
oh,
guy
sweet.
Is seriously. He is trying to give me a heart attack. He runs. He runs in front of the car just as we're going into the garage. And I have to like slam on the brakes every time. I'm like, ah!
Cause he wants to run in. That's our crazy animals are the feral cats that run around this neighborhood. Cause if I even blink and that garage door's open too long, there's a problem right there.
No, it's
you
not trying to run into the garage. It's running
it's
off.
Trying.
Of the, it's no, it's running off of our garage onto the other side of the street. It's trying to get away from the car. It's not
oh, so mine's
in.
Trying to run into the no. garage. Okay. All right. So, okay. I thought it was trying to get into
all right,
the
so
garage.
So what's the rattiest like, what city?
You haven't gotten it yet. Come on. There's only, how many cities are there? Can
there's
you
a
like,
ton.
Get one of them?
Like Houston? You say it's not in the South.
Nope. It's not
Boston?
In the South. It's not Boston. All right. I'll tell you. It's Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. Aren't they the poop capital of the world?
No,
also
that's,
of United
that's San Francisco. Remember, okay, that's so the San one Francisco that has the app.
Okay, that's right. They have the poop app. Because it's not because of dogs, people.
Los Angeles.
You didn't know it. It's humans. Los Angeles, California. It says it's the top spot and high demand for rodent services. That's how they get these things from Orkin, I believe. They do a survey. But anyway, it's a favorable year-round breeding temperature. So basically, rats like the same thing as humans do when it comes to breeding. You need, okay, like warm temperatures, I guess. So there you go. Boom. Fun fact of the day. So when you're at your party on your first date, you say, guess who got beat for the worst rat? You know what,
hey,
that question would
guys,
be.
Here's a conversation starter. Rattiest city, go. It's not us anymore.
Yeah, there you have it. There you go. There you have it.
God, that is just, I've That's lived awesome. In a lot of ratty cities too.
I haven't. Yeah.
I have been.
Like I said, I had rats as growing up.
As pets.
We had a couple. Yes, pets. My brother and I don't know why. It was one was black and one was black and white spotted. But they're really cool animals. It was the way we got rid of them. It was probably bad because this is in Germany, right? And so we didn't just want to let them out in the wild because they're, you know, domesticated rats. I'm sure they'd figure their way. Mm-hmm. So we went down to the movie theater and we figured there's always, my brother used to work there. So there's always popcorn and stuff like that for them to eat. So we just let them go there. Not even thinking that. We just let rats go into a building.
I'm sure the people who own that were really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. But yeah, there you go. All right, so we got the after party. We're rolling into that. We forgot to tell you about it beforehand. I'm sure you're aware of it. In the after party, there's a new what is this? A dating trend?
Yes.
We're going to talk
it's
about
terrifying.
That.
We have people
it's
are
terrifying.
Like so scared of it, and it's apparently yes. like turning into a thing that like even psychologists are talking about. So you're going to want to hear about this because this is something that's like giving people nightmares.
Yes. And after reading about it, I was like, you get hyperventilating, like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Just whoa. And also, we got some questions we need to get answered to that you guys have sent to bpscrasher@gmail.com. All right. So we see you at the after party. That's Tuesdays. That's when it drops. And so, yeah, we'll see you then. Have a safe day and do yourself good.